Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily. Some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. Well, apart from us having a bit of a chat, we were joined by Mark Bennett over in Russia. He brought us a report from the first ever men's world slapping competition. That's right, slapping.
Yeah, good.
Well, yeah, good, but a bit of skullduggery involved, as you'll hear.
A bit violent.
Also, Andy goes tonight for his first rock choir, so you'll be able to hear the kind of build up to that, and if Andy's voice is will stand up to it.
No, it's dreadful.
So here it all is. Enjoy.
Basically, it's a great job. I mean, United have got a fantastic squad. They're going to shuffle the pack a little bit in the summer. They'll get rid of a few. They'll bring a few in. I can't see it, you know, I can't see it not being a success. You know, there's no reason why United should be in the top four every season with their resources, with the squad that they've got, and I'm sure they will be.
The good thing is that
it's cheap.
I mean,
the Glazers will love it.
Well,
it's a lot cheaper.
I don't think that's it. I mean, I think you heard what...
You don't know. Of course they'd love that. They've got this ready-made bloke that costs about half of what anybody else would cost.
No, I agree with that. But, you know, they would have thought long and hard about that. There would have been times when it was going well for Ollie and they were thinking... You know, how does that look to the rest of the world? But he's got something special. He's got connections to the club and love from the fans, and that's worth a great deal. And he's overcome all the questions you would ask. Well, I mean, we'll find out in the long term.
We'll find out. We'll see what happens in the rest of the season.
But Van Gaal was making... It's interesting they give a job to a kind of old boy and somebody who's not had a particularly exalted managerial career. When he turned around yesterday... Van Gaal, slightly bitter, I think it's fair to say.
Oh, just a touch.
This is a business, this is a corporate club, it's not a football club, but they've made a decision, which is all football, haven't they, really?
Well, I'd say so, yeah, definitely. I watched the... Well done to Emma Hayes and her Chelsea women. Oh, it's always great to see PSG go out of any tournament. The Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
It's so funny. They've got this sense of entitlement. Even with the women players, they've signed all the best players and they've got this sort of fans who create this hostile atmosphere, but not needed at a women's game like that. So, well done
to
Chelsea.
Yeah, they were setting off flares and everything. Oh, I saw some footage of it.
Pathetic.
But wasn't it a last-minute winner for Chelsea?
I mean, it looked, you know, the away goal really helped there because once they'd scored, they had to get two. And, it looked bad for Chelsea. If it had gone to extra time, it was 2-0 on the night, 2-2 on aggregate.
Yeah.
So that late goal did it, and well played to them.
They've got...
I didn't realise the game kicked off at 6 o'clock, though, so I can't give you an extensive report.
So when you turned on...
15-minute report, I can give you...
Saw the important bit.
So
but
that left
they've
me...
Got, it's Wolfsburg, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it next? Is it
Leon, I think.
Oh, is it Leon? They got Leon.
I think it's Leon,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll have to check that.
But yeah, no, I think you are right, actually. But they could potentially go because, Wolfsburg are very good, aren't they?
They are very good. That left me a bit bereft.
Oh, okay.
So I ended up watching...
Did you not find any sport?
Not really, no. I watched the Real Marigold Hotel.
Okay. Well, anybody program. Sporting in it? Any,
not really.
Steve
the
Davis
crankies.
Or someone? The Crankies? Well, I'll
the
tell you what.
The Crankies try out life for a pensioner in Mexico.
I used to work, I've said before, the brother of your man in the Crankies.
Ian Tuff.
Ian's brother, I used to work with him, and he worked on the sport front. So that's a nice connection.
Nice
Colin, hello, Colin.
Connection.
Good afternoon, Colin, if you're listening.
Anyway,
Bill Leckie, his first job.
Oh, really?
So there we are.
Oh,
old mate from the Scottish Sun.
Well, brought back to
brought
sport.
Brought that back to sport.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, you won't be able to bring Fleabag back to sport, but what a brilliant show that is if you haven't seen it. Well, you were right.
I can't bring that back to sport.
It was quite dark, to say the least, but it was excellent.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then I watched Married at First Sight. Have you ever seen that? It's a really weird idea.
No.
You basically turn up, and the first time you meet the person you're going to marry is on the day.
What about that?
What about that? Some bonkers, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
Is this American or British?
No, it's British, and experts put the two together, and it's so a psychological
sounds a bit
profile.
Lab-ratty, that, doesn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you know, look, if it doesn't, it is a real marriage. It's a proper marriage. So if you,
it's not
if you
really,
want to get
is
out
it?
Of it.
It's well, not a proper marriage.
Well,
is it?
It is. I mean, at the wedding, I mean, if once they're married officially, then if they want to get divorced, they actually have to physically get divorced. It's not done
well,
for
I
show.
Take it, I take it from that point of view, but yeah.
Yeah, no, of course it's not. You know.
I take it it's not a church wedding. I know that wouldn't go down too well, would it?
Not really, no. We ended up having...
You go to the vicar and say, well, it was, yeah, but you do have, you will have to come to church for the next 6 months. And so if you say, yeah, well, this is the marriage where the two people have never met each other before. And the vicar said, get out.
Yeah,
yeah. Get out of my church.
I said to my wife, I would have been quite pleased if we'd done that. And I'd look round and there she was coming up the aisle because she was very beautiful. And I'd have been delighted to see her, but her not so much.
Yeah.
She'd have probably been quite disappointed.
Yeah, I think she would have. Once she lifted your veil, wouldn't have been great, would it?
Wouldn't have been ideal.
Yeah.
And we ended up having a debate about whether the couple that looked alike both had inward sloping teeth. It was quite, almost like sport.
Maybe that was one of the criteria for judging them. Anyway, not very sport, Andy.
Not sporty, but...
I can't match. I watched the film, Being Frank, yesterday. I was sent a link to it, and I watched the film last night. And because I'd only seen trailers, but it's excellent, Andy. It's fantastic.
Oh, good. I've got the link now, so I'm going to watch it.
It's as much about Chris Seavey as it is Frank, really. And obviously, the two stories are inextricably linked. And it's very moving and very funny at the same time. So if people get a chance to see it,
it'll be good.
It's available for digital download, I think, by the weekend. But it's out in some cinemas. But if you loved Frank Sidebottom, and tell me, when we talked about that kind of absurdist sort of lineage, we didn't mention Vic and Bob is beyond me, because there's so many elements of Vic and Bob in what Frank was doing. But anyway, highly recommended, and a bit of football in it as well, because he ran his own football team.
I see this morning that the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, has asked superstar Elton John to teach her new baby to play the piano.
Yeah.
And what is it about famous people? Are they, well, like somebody who know the Beckhams, and they'll get David Beckham to have a
work
kick
on
around.
A few free kicks with him. Yeah.
Why don't you just get normal people? Yeah, not get a normal piano. Elton John's one of the world's greatest rock. He's not going to sit there going through
probably
the
probably not
scales.
One of the world's greatest pianists. I mean, he's very good, but, you know, I'd be calling Rick Wakeman first, really. If you want to improve the kid's chops, really, you'd start with Rick. He'd be pretty close to the top.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport. Joining us now, back treading the boards in a farce.
Lovely.
Called Octopus Soup. It is Nick Hancock. Hiya, Nick.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thank you. Yeah, we're all pretty good, thank you, Nick. So, is this a first farce for you? Have you done this before?
Well, I've lived a farce all of my life, to tell you the honest truth. It's a bit of a first for me doing a farce. It's been great fun traveling around the country. I've got to see a little bit of football here and there. Went up to Darlington, saw them play Chorley, so that was good.
Very good. And the cast with you, I mean, really experienced. A lot of familiar faces. So you must, presumably, if you're all travelling around. Sorry, Nick?
It's like watching UK Gold. Paul Bradley there, Eric Richard, Paul from EastEnders, obviously in Holby, and Eric Richard from The Bill, and we've got Carolyn Backhouse and Gillian Bevan, and they're lovely. They're lovely, yeah.
Good stuff. I think I've only ever seen one kind of modern farce, and this involved. Remember Terry Scott, of course, Nick. Mm. And Terry,
of course.
Terry Scott was in it. It was a kind of Ray Cooney. It might have been Run for Your Wife or something like that. And they are very. You're kind of at the centre of the maelstrom, so you're doing a lot of charging about, running in and out, aren't you? And Terry at one point had to pick up a phone, and he picked up the phone in the moment quite violently. It was the old style handset, and smashed it into his forehead. And we saw the cut open, and there was all this claret running into his eye.
Really?
I was waiting for the doctor. Yeah. It was like going boxing.
Denny Mancini to come in the cuts man.
Cuts man and put some adrenaline in it. You don't often have a cuts man in the corner when you're doing a Ray Cooney farce. But so I think let that be a word of warning to you if you're getting too into the moment.
Yeah, Yes, I shall push a towel on the side of the stage to be thrown in if that ever happens.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, I just went into the control room during the break there, during the news, and saw the producer's running order. And look what he's done. You know, you always say he's like me. Look, he started doodling like mine. Look.
Yeah, he has. This is quite worrying, is because he's becoming you more and more often, and this is not good.
He's only in blue bar. He hasn't gone full colour like me today. Look.
Yeah, well, it's good to know that while I'm here sort of driving the business forward, you two are managing to do drawings. So fantastic. Anyway. I'll bring some plasticine in for the pair of you tomorrow, shall I? Some Play-Doh.
That's a good idea.
Flaming heck pair of kids. So, we move on, because we have a hard-hitting sports news agenda here on the show, as you're aware. And on the day that Manchester United make a permanent appointment as manager, something we will reflect on a little bit more later on, we turn to the inaugural male slapping competition, which took place in Siberia.
Mm.
So we head there now and we speak to a man that I think we talked football to when we were in Russia, of course. I read a fine book on the world of Russian football. It was very useful to me throughout the tournament, I must say, in our time over there. Mark Bennett joins us. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Football Dynamo, the book's called. Hi, and I'm in Moscow, not Siberia.
Oh, well, yeah, you're back. I just wondered, any plans on an update, Mark? Because sort of Russian football, post-World Cup, I don't know if it's a very different landscape or not, but so much had happened in the sort of 10 years since you wrote that book, and the World Cup wouldn't be a bad place to pick it. I'm not trying to create work for you, but I think it has changed a lot since you wrote that book.
Yeah, I guess it has. No plans at the moment, but maybe come to it in the future.
Okay, so we get a publisher.
Well, I've got a footage of the slapping championships, and it looks pretty violent. How did you discover that this was going on?
It was all over the Russian media, really. I didn't have to discover
really?
It. Everywhere. Yeah. The winner is Vasily Kamovsky. He's a 26 stone. He's a 28-year-old farmer. And he basically slapped his opponents into submission. And the rules of the game are, you basically, as it sounds, two guys stand in front of, opposite each other, separated by basically a tall box, and just slap each other with their bare hands until one of them either collapses or gives in.
Is it alternative, or it's not random slapping, is it? It's one after the
other. They take turns, but you're not allowed to dodge. You're not allowed to dodge the blow.
Oh no! Oh, of course, yeah.
So you have to. A bit as slapsies, of course. It's a kind of a fairly violent playground game that would normally get you detention, wouldn't it? Back in the day, or worse. Yeah. But it's really an extension of that. Whose brainchild was this? Is it sponsored by somebody, or who came up with the idea?
It was part of a larger kind of power sports event that was held in Siberia.
Right.
I've noticed that when the contestants slap each other, it seems to be quite macho. It's sort of like, I don't really want to admit I'm hurt. So one bloke absolutely clocks the other guy and he just sort of smiles at him, just right in his face like that.
Yeah, that was in a lot of cases. But I mean, the winner, who was nicknamed the Dumpling, because he's the 26 stone guy, he wasn't even slapping people. I mean, there's been some debates and some controversy in Russia about whether he was actually slapping people or if he was like cuffing them with the meaty kind of part of his palm.
Right.
So it seems like he was using like an open fist and hitting them with like the base of his palm, which isn't really what I would slap.
That's
he was
not a slap,
it's not a slap.
And the jury's out on it. I mean, some people thought it was fantastic. We should do, one Russian newspaper said we should show this to NATO soldiers. And another said this is a cruel backyard game. So, I mean, what's the overall feeling, you think?
I think that's basically lots of... some people think it's a bit good fun. Some people think it's insane.
Well, President Putin loves sport. We know he's a great ice hockey player. He wins the league every
good
year.
Good luck trying to slap him in a...
Yeah, you can imagine it. Basically, the only thing is you're not allowed to slap me.
Yeah. I think it may just delicately brush his face.
there's going to be the national championships in Moscow soon, but they haven't decided the date yet. So the Dumpling.
How long does each contest take? Is it like sumo? Is it all over quite quickly?
Depends. I mean, not that long. I mean, it's one guy. After having seen the Dumpling in action, he just gave in before the first blow. Just said like, I'm not being slapped in the face by him. And just said that's it. He's through. I gave him a bye. So he kind of chickened out a little bit.
Well, it's only a matter of time before we have the British championships.
Oh, no, I've just seen the Dumpling. He's this bloke with a beard. Oh, he's cheating. That's not slapping.
It's kind of hitting with the base of the palm.
You've got to have an open hand. It's got to be the way of the open hand.
Yeah, actually, the Dumpling knocking. No one's prepared to kick him out, were they?
No one was
prepared to boot him out of the competition. That's wrong.
So he makes out. I've just seen, what a cheat.
Like crybaby Jim Brakes.
What he does, he makes out with the open hand. He's sort of getting his aim. And then when it actually comes in, he closes his fist and just punches the bloke in the face.
For goodness sake.
Honestly, he's cheating.
He's put me right off that.
Over some of the other guys as well. Well, Mark,
thank you. So we never have to discuss this again in the nicest possible way, but good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Bye.
There we are. Mark Bennett's there.
Like Russians to cheat at sport, is it?
It's a bit harsh. And they could be right. But go and check it out. It's all over the internet.
I don't think it's harsh.
And it's the world. No, it's not actually. It's not harsh at all. It's 100% correct. It has been proven many times and denied equally as many times. Not us, Gov.
Big crowd in, isn't there? Yeah.
Well, of course it would be. So what are you going to do in Siberia on a Wednesday night? I mean, you're either going to watch Married at First Sight or you're going to go to the World Slapping Championships.
Like a World Slapping Championships.
Will you and the producer be now doing drawings of famous people slapping each other for the next 2 hours?
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Quite inspiring.
Yeah, it's going to be like... I know what'll happen.
Do
if
you want
I'm,
your canvas back?
He's coming. Look, he's coming in so he can carry on with his... Honestly, what a business this is. If I do bring in plasticine, though, I can see it turning into a version of sort of Aardman animations. Yeah. You'll be doing sort of stop frame stuff,
that's
won't you?
Not
you'll be
a bad
sitting
idea.
There and putting films out. Now, earlier on in the show, I've not heard this back yet, but now and again, we were chatting to Nick Hancock, finished our chat, and sometimes you get that extra layer of skin over your voice box that forms. It's a John Major-itis that you sometimes
it is,
get.
Yeah, I don't know. John's got that permanently.
I did it earlier on.
Yeah.
And I've not heard you. Want to hear it again?
Yeah, go on.
This is what happened.
There we are. Thanks, Nick.
Nick Hancock there is new play, The Fast Octopus Show.
I quite like it, actually.
It's the job, you know. it's almost that, isn't it? It's almost Sean Dyche. It's your job, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, not you know.
Great. The one catchphrase you got to remember. Fantastic. That, and you wouldn't get Joan Whitfield doing that. Something like that.
Joan Whitfield.
No, who's Joan Whitfield?
I
know Terry Scott.
We've done Terry and June in the first hour.
Terry and Joan. Terry and Joan, of course. Okay. Anything else, Andy, you want to tell me about?
On a modern level, though, I was looking at Cardi B today. She was stuffing about her in the paper. I was thinking, he could be Cardi J, our producer, if we wanted to give him a more, you know, sort of like, maybe Caddy J, really, which doesn't quite work. Anyway, Mancad. Vino Mancad.
Mancad. Well, that's what she was doing. I mean, if you really... Cardi's been very upfront about stuff she got to in her youth.
That's right.
And she was man-carding people, effectively, wasn't she?
She was. It's actually... Yeah. It's been getting a... It's not fair, actually, the sort of press he's been getting, because he was was a wonderful cricketer.
Who? Mankad. The man who gave his name.
And when he did it,
Cardi B's a wonderful cricketer.
No, she isn't.
Did she play club cricket?
I think she does.
Yeah, that's right.
She's opening the bowling with Monty.
Yeah.
Mankad ran out Bill Brown, the Australian batsman, twice in this way during 1947-48. Mm. The first time in a state game, this is the Times this morning, Michael Atherton's column, he said that his father regretted it and wished it never happened. But he basically had told the repeated warnings he'd given to Brown, and he just ignored it. So it's a bit unfair that the whole thing's named after him. I think the thing should be called an Ashwin from now on, because his was completely different. And his will bring about a change in the rules.
Do you see the footage of the next IPL game, of course, and Ashwin's about halfway down the wicket.
Yeah, and oh, what a shame, he went for 47 off four overs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Karma, is that what you're saying, Andy?
Well, it is, really. It was poor.
Did you know this? Did you know
that... And as a cricketer I like, so it's disappointing.
Did you know that Golden Boot is now being sponsored? Did you know this? It is now the Golden Boot Award, is now the Cadbury Golden Boot.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, what about that?
Well, that's incredible. Well done to them.
Who knew?
I didn't know that.
Well, there we are. So look out for that. All the free chocolate that the leading scorer can shake a stick out, I would imagine, by the end of it.
No, that's true. Now, The Guardian have done a thing where they've been rating the managers this season. Mm. You might want to know that Poch is fifth.
Out of all the managers. What's the criteria?
Well, I think just how well they're doing with their teams. And I think, obviously... Pep Guardiola, I can't remember his name there. You know, the bloke at Manchester, Pep Guardiola.
I've got to be honest, considering the players at his disposal and the money he's spent, I can't see why he isn't first.
He is first.
I'm talking about Pochettino.
Oh, Pochettino.
Because he's punching stupidly above his weight in a way that Klopp and others aren't.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Not bought any players. Didn't start off with a base of players as good as either a City or Liverpool. I nearly said the wrong word then. That's nonsense.
That's nonsense.
Seriously, what's the point of saying he's the fifth best manager when you don't have criteria that takes that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think
Klopp came up with that?
Somebody in The Guardian.
Oh, well, he's wrong. She's wrong.
They're writing about Maurizio Sarri, though. I think they're quite right. They say he comes 12th.
Okay.
But they say 12th place is generous, really, for a manager who's been publicly castigated by his own fans, humiliated in the cup final by his own goalkeeper. He's looked out of place for most of the season. And it's going to be fascinating on Sunday, about 1 o'clock, 1:05. You're going to see... Well, I know what you're going to see. You're going to see him pick that same rubbish team that he's picked all season, and he'll just ignore the players he should play.
Oh, he may shock you.
He won't shock you. He'll do exactly what he's done before, because that's what he does.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's the stuff that's going on in League One at the moment. We often talk about the Championship being a tough league. There are 13 teams involved in a relegation battle in League. 13 teams that could still go down in League One.
That is incredible, isn't it? And how many in the division? 24?
So Bradford, Wimbledon, Rochdale, Walsall currently occupy the bottom four. Gillingham 12 sit 5 points above the drop zone. So there we are.
And about 8 games to go or something like that.
Yeah, not very long at all. And a bit of sporting memorabilia that sounds a bit cheap to me.
Oh, yeah.
What although it's not cheap in the scheme of things, but for what it is. It's the torch carried by Muhammad Ali in the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. It's one of these kind of very sad, poignant, iconic moments from the history of sport when he was lighting the flame.
Yeah. So, how do you know it's that exactly one? Is there provenance?
Well, I would imagine. I mean, I've got a sort of 40-word piece from The Sun today, so I've got none of that information. If you're looking to buy it, Andy, take it up with the people that are selling it. But I'm working on the basis they know it is the real one.
Yeah.
So what do you reckon it's going for?
I would say 10,000.
Yeah, okay, you've said it at that. I would have said it was a bit more than that, but it's $7,500 to £9,000. It's kind of an iconic sporting item.
I can top that. The Uruguayan goalie, Enrique Ballesteros.
Yeah.
He was the winner. It's his winner's medal from the first World Cup in 1930. It's going to go for $30,000 in the US. So there you go.
Okay. Well, I can see that being of interest. But don't you think, Judah Young, do you think the torture, they've set the right price on it?
Well, I'd say it's a reasonable price. Yeah, I am. Some bloke from Antiques Roadshow.
Well,
that's very nice of you to bring that in this afternoon. I haven't really seen one of these
before. I really know you of Andy Jacobs from the Rock Choir. Now, in case you missed that, Andy is off to a rock choir.
I'm regretting this.
And he's not being forced to go. He's chosen to go. He has volunteered and said to his wife, let's join a rock choir.
Well, I knew it was International Week, and I thought, I'll get a couple of minutes out of it, whatever.
So you've only done it for the material.
Well, that's very true. I live my life like that. So I'm dedicated to my art.
You should take Perry Groves. He can't stop singing.
I know.
Can't I listen on a Friday? I mean, he's...
Perry loves singing.
It's like his life's a musical.
But I'd say Perry's a better singer than
he
is
actor. He's human La La Land. He just can't stop singing.
Yeah, he's not too bad. He can hold a tune.
Take Perry along with you.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, I think that might be quite good.
Me, Perry and my wife.
Yeah, that's she knows Perry. She knows him.
See, a lot of the listeners want me to do it as Roy Hodgson.
That wouldn't be right. You can't turn up to rock choir doing "Don't Stop Me Now."
Just to try your voice.
I'll try that one. Yeah. Don't stop. You said. You mentioned earlier on that you think "Don't Stop Me Now" by Queen will be one of the songs.
I've been told it is one of the songs.
Yeah. So they asked you to familiarise yourself with it because you were just playing it on your laptop, and it's like you'd never heard it before, which is not a good start, is it? I think there's a certain amount of assumed knowledge. If you join a rock choir, you may have a passing knowledge.
I do
of rock.
Know because I saw the film, the Freddie Mercury Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
So I have a sort of a renewed admiration.
Why was you giving the computer a 1,000-yard stare when it was playing?
It was just the first part, the bit that you have to start.
No one's expecting you to go there and sing solo, are they? Although it'd be hilarious if they did. Okay, this won't go on for too long because the last thing on here is Andy singing for too long. Don't be doing all that all night. Don't do the Bob Fleming. They're going to kick you out before you even get there. Can't have that.
How does it start? That's the slow passage of
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I've got the words here. It says, tonight, I'm going to have myself a real good time. What's the first line? How does it go?
Okay, look, listen. Is it coming in at the top? Okay, so this, join in with Fred then. Okay. There's no counting, so let him say tonight.
Okay, let him say.
Oh, cool, that didn't sound good. That flat as old Harry, that was.
It wasn't good, was it?
Who's the teacher tonight? It better be good. Be an alchemist.
It's true, really. Yeah.
Okay, I'm a bit embarrassed for him, but we won't make this go on for too long. But here we go then. This is Andy trying out for the
rock practice, no rehearsal. This is straight off.
Okay, here we go, right.
Tonight, gonna have myself a good time. I feel alive and the world, I'll turn it inside out. Yeah, I'm floating around in ecstasy.
Now we'll leave it there, Andy. Thanks for coming, mate.
This is the bit I could do.
No, it's not, because you're completely in the wrong part of the song. You were floating around in ecstasy when you should have been having a good time. Here we go.
Don't.
Shooting star, leaping through the sky, Andy.
Is it? Where is it?
Like a tiger, defying the
laws of gravity.
Don't see it. Like, I'm not telling you about it. Sing it.
I'm in a racing car passing by.
You can't do it as John
Like Arlen. Lady Godiva. Gonna go. There's no stopping me.
Now that'll do. You're embarrassing yourself.
I agree.
You're embarrassing
my family.
As a representative,
I've let everybody
of the show.
Down. No, I can do a T20 birthday spread for you.
No, so you will report tomorrow because I think they'll cut you some slack. You'll be in with a body of people.
Well, I'll be at the back.
You'll be at the back, and they'll kind of cover.
Yeah, apparently. The trouble is, it's week 9. We're joining in week 9.
It's not a good time. They're going to be really
I've gone
good.
Right off have the whole
told,
idea.
Have you told them you're kind of at week 9 level?
No, I haven't said anything. Oh, well, look, I'll give it a go.
Enjoy it. I hope I've not put you off.
You're not filled me with confidence.
Well, really? I don't know.
I'm not sure myself, really.
I could be wrong. You could be front and centre. We might see you at the Albert Hall.
That's unlikely, isn't
probably
it?
On the undercard boxing somebody. So anyway, this is the birthday spread. I've got to guess the age of someone.
Pele, Pele can sing.
Oh, yeah, can, yeah.
It's a very, very happy birthday to the president of the... I should give you a spread.
Oh, yeah, go on.
It's the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte. What?
He loves his racing.
Well, he does. We always meet at Aintree, actually, for a bit on the big race. Half an hour before 3 o'clock, yes. Duterte,
yeah. Of
that's him, yeah. Rodrigo Duterte. I'll give you five out.
How many? Five out, okay.
Yeah, president of the Philippines.
what is he? He's about sort of 70, no, 66.
Should have gone with your first thought, Yeah. He's 74.
Okay, 74. And how many years did I have?
Five, so
That's the end of that, then.
Not a
Please
joke,
make it stop, says David Dewsnip.
Well, we did.
No. Don't stop me now.
If I had a name like David Dewsnip, I wouldn't say anything. Sir Michael Parkinson.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, he's 84.
Happy birthday to Parkinson's fan. Yes, it'd be good to see him again. He said he was working on something else, wasn't he? So he continues writing fine books, so hopefully we'll catch up with him soon.
Okay, good. I'm not likely to be in one of his musical evenings.
Dan said there was touch of the Tom Waits about it. Maybe you could bring that quality to it. They might do a Tom Waits song, week nine. They've moved on to Tom Waits.
I'd be happy if they did. I could do that.
You'd be all right, wouldn't you?
My version of New Coat of Paint. Sensational.
I don't know if Dance is looking for a vocalist for Leather and Lace. I think it's the name of his band. Yeah, they go out and they play. It's right up your street, Andy. It's rock classics as an area of music that you know.
Dance is very talented.
He is.
I'm sure.
But they've got a fine female vocalist. I've seen their video. She's very good, but. You can stand at the back.
All right.
So we get the full report tomorrow.
Full report tomorrow.
Fantastic.
You should be good.
So don't miss that.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Well, there we are. That was this afternoon's show. Thanks for joining us. We return tomorrow at 4 and we'll have the clips of the week, Martin Kellner and all that. Tune in then.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.